702 is in conversation with the Gauteng Department of Economic Development discussing the benefits of the Township Retail Program. The Gauteng Department of Economic Development has partnered with Family Tree Holdings to implement the Township Economic Development Act. This is in a bid to change how townships are regulated and governed so that they become areas of employment creating commercial activity. As part of this, they have developed the Township Retail Program, which is aimed at transforming the township retail sector. Today, we're in conversation with the Gauteng Department of Economic Development to try and understand more about the program and how it works. And to do that, we welcome 2702 Drive Matopane Masha, who is Director for the Inclusive Economy at the GDED. Very good afternoon to you, and thanks very much for giving us your time. So very much a focus on the Township Retail Program, the small businesses that are thriving, some of them we hope, struggling, we suspect, for many of them. What are the key things that you're offering them to try and get them to the next level through this partnership with Family Tree Holdings? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you for having us. So there are a few things. I mean, when we designed the program that we sort of put in place, just to make sure that we help provide support to SMEs that are in the retail space and associated activities. So part of the support that we really provide includes administrative support,
right,
infrastructure support. And in terms of infrastructure support, we here are referring to issues around, for example, if somebody owns a store, it includes refurbishment of their stores, putting proper shelving, proper payment system in the stores, and connecting and linking those to distribution centers. And through these distribution centers, John, we are also using those to source local products, and we support these local products through testing and other means as well. So that will be sort of the second support that we provide. And, of course, training and development as well, because
yes,
a lot of the SMEs in this space have to sort of be de-risked for them to be able to participate properly in the mainstream economy. So part of the administrative support and training and development pretty much put them in a good state in terms of enabling them to access support, even including when expansion is required, going to the banks as well to apply as we get more, you know, additional funding or support as well.
Yeah.
But of course, part of the program is good funding, so we've established a fund for the township retail, which we also provide in terms of the value to the guys that are in the space, so that they are able to actually continue operating. And of course, the most important one here is the market access. So this includes the sourcing of local products, in some instances testing as well, accreditation, just to make sure that the products that are then sold through this network of shops in the township are actually
yes,
of good standard as well. So we're targeting about 20,000 in the next 2 years, John, of these shops in the township.
So it's a big task. You're partnering in that endeavor with Family Tree Holdings. Introduce them to us, if you will, Mr. Marshan, and tell us what their contribution to this project is going to be.
So basically, the model that we put in place is that so Family Tree basically is a township-based sort of, you know, SME development company, the private entity. So we went out on a call around about February, March for partners to help us in terms of driving implementation. So they were one of those that we sort of identified for because of the model that they had already. So that's the Family Tree sort of in a nutshell. But in terms of the whole program, so how we structured was that we're looking for partners that can also invest in the project themselves. So as government, we contributed about 50 million to the project. And Family Tree also contributed their own 50 million to get the funds under retail to like 100 million, which will then be at least dispersing to, or at least using that to support SMEs in this space as well, John.
Thanks so much. Matopane Masha is director responsible for the inclusive economy at the Gauteng Department of Economic Development. If you are running a small business in one of the townships in Gauteng or perhaps anywhere in the country where you're listening, do give us a call. I mean, what are the things that you need the most? And if you've been making some headway, having some success, please call us and tell us about it. I mean, we'd love to hear about these small businesses that thrive. This is an initiative from the Gauteng Department of Economic Development. But add your piece. We've got a sense of the overall scale of the project. Let's get the personal stories and the details. The number for that, 011-883-0702. 702 was in conversation with the Gauteng Department of Economic Development. The Township Retail Program is aimed at transforming the township retail sector, focusing on skills development, infrastructure support, mentorship, business development, and more. The Department of Economic Development, growing Gauteng together on 702.